Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Welcoming Blessed 10 Days. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who has preferred the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah over all other days. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone without partner, the most gracious, the most beneficent. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow them in righteousness until the last day. To continue, I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to the taqwa of Allah and to seize and take advantage of the upcoming 10 days by performing righteous deeds with noble words and actions. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Surely Allah is with those who shun evil and who do good. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. The blessed 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah have come upon us, and they will surround us with the fragrances of mercy. For during these days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases sins. He multiplies good deeds, and he elevates the ranks of the devout. So let us be keen on gaining the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us act upon the prophetic advice, which said, اِفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ دَهْرَكُمْ وَتَعَرَّضُوا لِنَفَحَاتِ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتٍ مِّن رَحْمَتِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهَا مَن يَشَاءُ مِّن عِبَادِهِ. Do good throughout the time that you have, and take advantage of the moments of gentle breeze from the mercy of Allah. For verily Allah has moments of gentle breeze from His mercy, that He sends down upon whomsoever He wills amongst His servants. And brothers and sisters, what moments are greater in favor and higher in rank than the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ, that the best days in the world are the days of the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Likewise, our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sworn by these days when He said, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, by the dawn and the 10 nights. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, in his commentary on these verses, states that these verses that are indicated are the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So brothers and sisters, if we reflect on the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath by these days, then we realize that the immensity and significance of these days should determine and encourage us to make the most of the blessings therein. For amongst these days is the day of Arafah, which is a day of mercy and forgiveness. And amongst these days is the day of Eid al-Adha, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the greatest day in the sight of Allah is Yawm al-Nahr, which is the day of Eid. And within them, he said, the best day upon which the sun rises is the day of Friday, which will fall also within these 10 days. So servants of Allah, righteous deeds during these 10 days are greater in reward and recompense with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَزْكَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَا أَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْمُلُهُ فِي عَشْرِ الْأَضْحَى, that there are no days in which righteous deeds are done that are more beloved to Allah and of greater rank and reward than good deeds done in the 10 days of Al-Adha, which is the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So brothers and sisters, we should strive to do good deeds in these days. For any act of goodness that can be done is an act that will be most desired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring us close to attaining unto His rida and His love. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ, that there are no days in which righteous deeds are done that are more beloved to Allah than these days. So servants of Allah, let us make the most of these days. Engage in worship during these days. Fill your time with acts of devotion. In these days, the doors of obedience, of devotion and worship are facilitated for us. And the scholars have said that one of the main reasons why these days are distinguished is because they give you the opportunity to combine several different major acts of worship, such as prayer, such as fasting, such as Hajj, such as charity. And it makes sense to make these days, days full of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. They mention the name of Allah on these known days. On these known days are determined days of these days of Dhul Hijjah. So brothers and sisters, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these are days to engage in much dhikr by saying Tahleel La ilaha illallah, by doing Takbir Allahu Akbar, by doing and saying Alhamdulillah. And all of these things are something that we should do profusely on these days. Likewise, brothers and sisters, do not neglect fasting, because it was something that the Prophet ﷺ would be keen to do on these days. And busy yourselves with dua, supplication, because dua is the very essence of worship. So brothers and sisters, let us make the most of these days. Let us use these days as an opportunity to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day of renewal, a day of connection, and days by which we can come to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He asks and tasks us to strive to know Him, to worship Him to the best of our ability, to recognize His Lordship upon us by the performance and realization of our own slavehood. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.